Dr. Pinsky with the Mount Lyamion, Mustafa, M-U-S-T-A-F-A, Furkan, F-U-R-Q-A-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Furkan on multiple occasions, as described in the reports cited above. Pretty is now a 75-year-old male who, again, reports he fell on the job on 8-16-04, injuring his back, neck, and wrist. Pretty did go to the Capitol Health System emergency room afterwards. Pretty had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Pretty did not undergo any surgery. Pretty, since last being evaluated, he did get chiropractic care from Dr. Ross, as well as a single injection to his back. Pretty does not specifically reference the second subject event of 11-2-15. Period. New paragraph. You have provided me with some additional medical records to consider. Pretty, these include evaluations by Dr. Fass, F-A-S-S, on 3-8-12 and 1-8-13 that are stale. Period. He was seen by Dr. Shaw on 11-12-20. He diagnosed cervicalgia and ordered cervical spine x-rays. Pretty also diagnosed unspecified injury of the lower back, for which he ordered lumbar spine x-rays. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner did provide us with certain medical records also listed above. Period. These include chiropractic notes from Dr. Ross beginning 1-15-20. Period. His diagnoses were segmental and somatic dysfunction of the thoracic region and lumbar region, comma, thoracic spine pain, comma, low back pain, comma, pain in the right and left hips. Period. He was treated with various passive physical therapy modalities and chiropractic manipulation. Period. This continued fairly continuously through 8-3-22. Period. At that time, Mr. Furkan remained symptomatic in his neck, comma, mid-back, comma, low back, comma, and upper back. Period. Dr. Ross administered the same type of modalities that had been provided in the previous few years. Period. The paragraph, Mr. Furkan also brought in some progress notes of Dr. Colarusso, beginning 10-15-21. Period. He noted Mr. Furkan had a stroke, residual right-sided weakness, with parasthetic sensation and arm pain. Period. He also has additional musculoskeletal issues in regards to his right shoulder and knee, and persistent right upper extremity and wrist pain with paresthesias and possible underlying carpal tunnel. Period. He was taking numerous medications. Period. Dr. Colarusso noted he had right shoulder instability and laxity with mild tendonitis, comma, possible right shoulder hand syndrome and carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, as well as right knee pain with osteoarthritis and degenerative joint disease. Here they discussed various treatment options, including injections. Period. Medications were prescribed. Period. He was seen regularly by Dr. Shaw over the ensuing months, running through 9-28-22, period. This visit was actually with Dr. Kothari, K-O-T-H-A-R-I, who works with Dr. Shaw, period. Dr. Kothari listed numerous diagnoses of right carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, cervicalgia, comma, diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, difficulty in walking, comma, disturbance of gait, comma, essential hypertension, comma, facet syndrome, comma, hypertension, comma, joint pain of the right knee, comma, low back pain, comma, osteoarthritis, primary osteoarthritis of the right knee, comma, cervical disc displacement, comma, spinal instability in the lumbar region, comma, spinal stenosis in the cervical region, comma, spondylopathy, inflammatory spondylopathy in the lumbar region, comma, as well as vertebrogenic low back pain. Period. Lastly, he provided a physical therapy note from 8-8-22. Peter was noted he had been getting chiropractic care twice per week, but this was not changing his pain. Pretty also did not think physical therapy was helping him. Period. At this juncture, he was working as a barber 4 to 5 hours per week. Period. He had a history of 2 strokes in 2020, resulting in right upper and lower extremity numbness. Period. A lumbar MRI from December 2021 showed a small disc protrusion at L5-S1. Period. The therapist made recommendations for treatment, but it is unclear if he followed through on those. Period. New paragraph, as per your cover letter, there are certain relevant parts that should be inserted here as marked. Period. Physical exam, general appearance. He was thin and related to poor appetite. Pretty had 2 strokes, the second of which was in 2021. Period. Extremities upper. Motion of the shoulders was decreased. Period of abduction right was 120 degrees and left 145 degrees. With flexion to 125 degrees bilaterally, both with tenderness and neck pain. Period external rotation was to 70 degrees on the right and 75 degrees on the left. Period motion of in the other independent planes was full. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Period soft touch sensation was globally decreased in both upper extremities, sparing only the right forearm. Period extremities lower. The exam was done with him seated because he did not feel confident in getting up on the exam table. Within these constraints, exam showed globally decreased soft touch sensation in the right lower extremity, but this was otherwise intact. Period peripheral pulses were intact. Period spine cervical, he had generally decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period tenderness of the right medial trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Period was tender in the midline at C7. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He ambulated with a slow gait using a walker. Period he tended to shuffle his feet. Period he was unable to walk or stand on his heels or toes. Period he changed position slowly and was able to squat to 30 degrees. Period he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actually flexed to 25 degrees and extended to 20 degrees. Period bilateral rotation and side bend were full without discomfort. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Mustafa Furkan was injured at work on 8-16-04 and 11-2-15, as noted in my prior reports. Period. Since he evaluated here, he participated in chiropractic care and was seen by Dr. Colarusso as well. Period. Medications were administered. Period. He had an orthopedic evaluation with Dr. Shah, also on 11-12-20. Period. In comparing the current evaluation with that previously performed, there's not been a significant... Scratch that whole line. The current exam found there to be decreased range of motion about both shoulders. Appeared to have generalized decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Appeared to use the walker and ambulated slowly with a partially shuffling gait. Appeared to have variable mobility of the lumbar spine. Period. He did not feel capable of stepping onto the up onto the exam table, so supine exam of the lower extremities and lower back were not performed. Paired in your paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as will be marked from my earlier reports. And that is the end.